As we prepared for this year's stewardship campaign, I asked 9 people if they would be willing to stand before you and to share their story that is an answer to this question: why do I love Reveille? And one of the first people I thought to ask was Dr. Melvin Patrick Ely, who is a very longtime member of this church, and I'll let him tell you about that right now. So, Dr. Ely, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My parents joined Reveille and presented my little brother for baptism at the first worship service held in this sanctuary in 1954, and this church promptly began shaping my life. My Sunday school teachers and children's choir directors knew how to combine reverence with fun, and my own son's adult leaders do the same thing today. The best of my teachers here was my mother, who celebrated her 99th birthday yesterday. She taught my third grade class everything from the history of the Bible to the essentials of the Jewish faith. I still sing to myself the hymns that she taught us as she picked out the tunes on the piano that Bobby Spires plays now in the Wesleyan Fellowship class. Reveille taught me that community leaders of high intellect could be devout Christians. Ed Wayne, the father of VCU, and Ed Temple, the university's second president, were both active laymen here. So was State Senator Ed Haddock, who in the 1950s stood up against racial discrimination. Over the years, there have been more and more leaders here whose names were not Ed. Today, I love belonging to a congregation that's home to a woman chair of church council, a woman lay leader, and 2 female delegates to next year's general conference. My mother and Kay Wallace used to read religious books together in the 1960s, including at least one by the African-American theologian Howard Thurman. Seeing that book lying on our coffee table with Thurman's portrait on the dust jacket helped me understand where I needed to situate myself during the civil rights struggles that churned all around us at the time. In 1968, I wanted to bring a dear African-American friend to Reveille to talk about racial issues. Nothing of the sort had ever been done here before, so I felt the need to make a rather long and breathless appeal for permission to what was then called the Commission on Education. I finally finished my remarks, and the chair of the commission simply said, "Melvin, you can bring anybody you want to Sunday school and church." I would never claim that our congregation was out front on social issues, but when it counted, Reveille gave me the answer that Jesus himself would have given. I strayed from the faith for a period of years during my young adulthood, but I also took on the vocation of teaching people about our country's unfinished moral business. And I never forgot that this commitment of mine flowed directly from the teaching of Jesus that I had learned at home and here at Reveille. Even during those years of spiritual drift, I would come back here to Sunday morning worship from time to time. Often, as I sang the closing hymn, I would find myself with tears in my eyes. I gradually came to understand those tears as a call to come back home, a call to recognize once and for all where the center of my being lay. And here I am. Here I join weekly with 3 small groups in which anyone can say anything he or she feels moved to say, and where empathy abounds. Here on Sunday morning, I hear the Word of God read and illuminated. Here I find people I can work with to apply the gospel of Jesus Christ to the challenges our society faces today, including the effort to keep our church's promise to welcome all people equally. I love Reveille because this fellowship of the people of God is indeed my home.